The next patient for November the 7th, 2022 is Phyllis Hogan. The last name, H, U like in uniform, G like in golf, U like in uniform, E like in echo, N, N like in November, I like in India, N like in November. Hogan, Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S. Number one, the patient has a CKD stage 3A dash A1. This is most likely associated to the aging process. The patient has also a history of CLL in the past that has been followed by the oncologist. And a history of hypothyroidism after the treatment for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. The patient feels well. She doesn't have any complaints. The most recent laboratory workup shows that the creatinine is 1.2 with an estimated GFR of 46. And the patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is 87. In October, October 7th, 2022, the patient had a tendency to have hyperkalemia, and the serum creatinine was reported 1.3 with a BUN of 15 with an estimated GFR of 42. Period. There is a history of Celebrex intake that could make an impact in the kidney function, and for that reason, the recommendation was to wean herself of these medications. Period. There is no evidence of proteinuria. Number two, a patient has a CLL that has been stable. The patient is followed by the oncologist, Dr. Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, in Altamont Springs. Number three, the patient has less edema in the lower extremities. She is recommended to have a low-sodium diet in combination with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has a history of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, at the present time the patient is taking a levothyroxine 75 micrograms on a daily basis that is prescribed by Dr. Paloski, P-A-L-O-S-K-I. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. that is followed by the gastroenterologist, Dr. Thakkar, T-A-H-A-K-K-A-R. The patient is going to be evaluated in 3 months with laboratory workup. We'll follow closely.